Well, when we came from the north and we came down through the mountains to get to Atlanta, we had to go through these two, not through, but past these two cities, right in a row. We went to Lexington, and then there was two more near Georgia.
Lexington, Kentucky, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Louisville?
Okay, good. How about in Tennessee, a couple more? Yeah. You think of any more? One that's, that has a song name for it, the choo-choo, you know?
Oh, Chattanooga.
Okay, and how about Knoxville?
Knoxville.
Okay. And we're in the city we're in.
Atlanta.
Okay, and another city, a seaport in Georgia. Big.
Yeah. Savannah.
Okay. How about the biggest, it's right in the middle of Georgia. It's another kind of big city. Some more cities in Georgia.
Macon.
Okay. How about the one that's near Fort Benning?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Columbus.
Okay. And the, where they have Mardi Gras in Louisiana?
Is New Orleans.
Okay, and how about the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. And in southern Ohio, where the Reds?
Cincinnati.
Okay. And then you said Louisville. Okay. If you were telling somebody a distance, and you might say, somebody asked you how far something is, you might say it's about 10
miles.
Okay. And if you weren't sure about something, someone says, you want to go with me, and you might say, well, I don't know.
If I want to go?
Okay. Did you ever say whether?
Yeah, I don't know whether I want to go or not.
Okay. Or would you prefer if?
I think I would use either.
Okay. And if you were talking about just the way it seemed to you, you might say it seems he's not going to make it.
It seems like he's not going to make it.
Okay. And if you don't want to go somewhere without somebody else, you say, well, I'm not going to go.
Unless they go too.
Okay. And if you were choosing something and you want to change your mind, you say, well, I want this
instead of that.
Okay. And if somebody asked you why, and you were telling them why, you'd say,
because I like it better.
Okay. The biggest Protestant denomination in the South is the...
either Methodist or Baptist.
Okay. And if people became members of a church, you'd say that they...
joined.
Okay. They join... go ahead, say
join the church.
Okay. And in church, they worship...
God.
Okay. How would you say it if you were using that, not if you were, like, you know, just exclaiming? Would you pronounce it the same way?
God.
Yeah. Like,
oh. Oh, God.
Okay. And the preacher gives a...
sermon.
Okay. And then if you have an organist and a choir, you say that they make...
music.
Okay. And if you say that the music was really, really extremely pretty, you might say it was just...
beautiful.
Okay. And if you had a flat tire, you might say, well, the thing's going to be over, I get there.
By the time.
Okay. Now, what they consider the enemy and the opposite of God, they call...
Satan, the devil.
Right. You ever hear any other names? If parents might say to their children, somebody's going to get you? You know, to scare them.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the devil, but...
the boogeyman?
Okay, yes. Does that mean the devil?
I don't think so.
Yeah, people say that.
Lucifer is a synonym for the devil.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, if you, at night, some people think that they see these...
ghosts?
Yeah. Okay. And, a house where they're supposed to be would be...
haunted.
Okay. And,